Person used a spit to roast something, and before Pesach he used it to roast meat which had been salted with salt, which was not checked to see if there's any chametz mixed in, any crumbs, which then theoretically this salting process is like roasting. It's like roasting with chametz on it, so it absorbs chametz. Then you put the spit in, and it's in this meat which has absorbed chametz, and it goes into the spit. Then you do the chickens on Pesach, and it goes in the spit into the chickens. Well, the teretz is, we have no idea that we have no knowledge that there's any chametz there to start with, so it's b'di'evan, it's mutter. Hagam miu ein l'hatarak b'di'evan, in case of b'di'evan, it's mutter. So you shouldn't do it l'chachila, but b'di'evan, if you did it, it's mutter. The barza or the braza is the spigot. So they actually come in. They're made. It goes into the barrel. It goes in. It goes out. It can be taken out, replaced. So people go and take out their wine through the spigot. Someone's their hands have chametz on them, etc. So we should make sure they have to be washed before Pesach. Dargum ladich and the minhag is to wash them. Lachein, ha'itzim shetechem behem klei shtiyah shetzrichem adoch alosum behem kelim bePesach. The place where you store we're at the end of Kaftan Aleph, we're at Sivchav Zion. So you have like a drying rack you use to hold it, to dry the cups that you use for drinking whiskey. So you have to wash off the racks before you put Pesach the kekelim on them. Okay. Zok di mishnah brura sifkaton kuf samich. So here was a spit which you'd use to roast a chicken on Pesach, and before Pesach you'd use it to roast meat, and that meat had been salted with salt which had not been checked for crumbs. The whole year you've been using it for roasting meat, which has been salted with salt, which has not been checked to see if there's any crumbs in it. Now, even if we knew for sure that there were crumbs there in that salt, which the meat was salted with, which was then roasted, and it goes, right? Even if that had happened before Pesach, that would make this, we don't say bittul, so the kli becomes chametz stick. And now the chametz stick of kli was used to roast, the chametz stick of spit was used to roast the chicken. You would not be matter that chicken for Pesach. But after saying you do, even though that'd be true if you knew about it, but since the mice we don't know, we're not aware of any problem. So therefore, we have no chiyuv to be concerned that there might have been chametz there, but since we have no reason to believe that there was chametz there. Now,
so wasn't Mr. saying that even if we customarily would roast something that was salted, we still, unless we specifically know that there's some salt there?
The problem was that it was, I can't tell you how common it was, but it wasn't an impossible it was a possible reality that sometimes some crumbs of chametz would get mixed into the salt. Then the person would take the salt and salt the meat, and then take the meat, which is salted, with this chametz with it, which is, so now it's absorbed through melech kereseach, it's absorbed tam chametz. And he puts that meat on this spit and roasts it, so the spit is going to become chametz stick from the chametz flavor, which is in the meat.
Right, yeah.
He says, but if I'm not aware that there's any crumbs in the salt, I'm not mechuyev lispidi eved, I'm not mechuyev to say that there, that I have to chosh, that was a possibility.
No, I say, I'm not asking whether we're necessarily choshesh that there was chametz crumbs in the salt, but we know definitely that he had regularly made a habit of salting it and then roasting it.
Correct. It was salting meat. Right. Correct.
Right.
I mean, there's the minig. Our minig is even when we do. Even if you're applying the kasha through roasting, our minigas is still do malicha on it. Not a full malicha, but we still do malicha on it. And if he wasn't planning to roast the chachilas, so for sure it was salted beforehand. Now, until of mulyasa or sharcham, if he used his spit to roast mulyasa, mulyasa was like a filled dough, a meat filled dough type of food. Like a crepel, or we roast that b'shar chametz on the spit. Yibshu alav lechem. A person needed to. There was some. He toasted some bread in it. I feel mashu, even if it was just to use for mashu. Well, I leave nuhu ben tayim. They did not do libun on it. Avshe hikilu, even though they did hagala. So there you have direct flavor of chametz going directly into the meat, into the spit, and then from there into the meat. And hagala would not help for that because you need liba. Okay, then how you have said menuba? Ashur ene ben yarmai. Yishahakol achar shegilu b'yesh b'sech habaser shishim levatol b'liya. In a combination of hefsed menuba. And it's not a binyan, right? We can be mekel if there's shishim. Now, so what is he being mitzarev over here? Remember, we had a machlokes before where the chametz is hetera bala yisur bala. And the tzad of chametz is hetera bala. So much hetera bala, hagola works for libun. Like we had before. That since it only went in his head, it doesn't go as isur. So, and we need Hagolah to take it out. So, on the side of a terrible, Hagolah, and the thing which needs Liebman is enough. Elamai, we hold that the Iker then is that Chometz, we're marking the Chometz, says that in Visura Bola. There seems to be the Iker Psak over there. He's saying, but a case where it's not a Benyamai, so you're dealing with a, it's not a Deraisa, plus a Vetter Shishim, so there's no issue of time, it's for sure a Derabonin. That was Chometz, but Masha was clearly a Derabonin. Or even if it's not a binyam, even if it's still a binyam, in case you have some merubah or some on the shita that's a terabola, and you have shishim, so this is the mashu is the rabbanon, so we're somehow those things together to make them. Okay, habrozis, cut and kuf samachalov. The nation may mashman behen be yadayim whom are the walking mechametz when they go to take out the wine or out of the barrel, their hands which are touching the spigot are chametz stick. They have crumbs in their hands sometimes, so we have to wash them off. The minig is to wash them. This is better to get new ones because we're afraid that there's a little crumb sitting in there which you can't get out. Shema hayakvar habarza b'chavish shecher. Or you don't know where the spigot was used. The spigot didn't stay in the barrel. Could be taken in and out. So you don't know where it was used before it was used in this barrel. Maybe it was used in a barrel of beer. It said it absorbed. It was kavush. It sat in there for 24 hours and it absorbed the flavor of the beer. The last thing was, if you have the kli shtia, which you you throw your kli shtia on them, on this rack, kli shtia shel shecher b'yayin tzarf, of beer or of whiskey, v'hainu b'malkim shetechem b'hem techa kli b'le b'beis yad, and you store it, you don't hang the handles of the kelim on this rack, but you put the actual the I'm not sure how I was picturing it, but you would put your cups directly onto this rack, the inside of the cup. So you don't know what it might have absorbed. So there was a little bit of beer or something left in the cup. So you have to wash it off before you use that rack. So a spigot which has been used for a barrel of beer. You talk about the made dvash, the Pesach.
Good evening, Mexico. How is it for him?
If a person used it in a barrel of med, honey med, the Pesach was shomei esleis, and it was set up for 24 hours. So now you have a problem of kavush, the flavor of the any flavor of the beer should go into the dvash. But we said before. So it's also you can't drink it, you can't have enough from it because there's chametz there. You may not be nyama, yesh lahakol. But in case of not be nyama, you can be mekol. Because sheikh in general puts a bad flavor into mei dvash. In the barzer who shall yain sorov, av beinu be nyama oser vaf bahano. That wouldn't be true by whiskey, and therefore, even in case of beinu be nyama, we're not going to be mekol.
Oh, it puts a good flavor into it.
I guess so. Okay, then he says, now last thing is, Oid hebi v'shem hasheri k'nesset ha'gadayla, clay parpuri, shekorn porcelaya, which means we call it porcelain of China. Din kukleris yesh lehem, v'lo kli tzchukhus. Even though they have this nice glaze on them, we don't deal with them as kli tzchukhus, we deal with them as you know, nice shiny covering to it. So it has dinam klicheris that they're not kasherable. They're not like that they absorb. Not like klicheris that we hold doesn't absorb. And B that it's not kasherable. It's like klicheris that it's not kasher. Okay. Okay. I mean, that creates a lot of, a lot of. China is this ongoing shiloh I've gotten. I don't know how many times I've gotten the shiloh. You know. So they're going to their bubby for Pesach, and the China is from her bubby who was sort of from. You know, can we eat there on Pesach? You know, the bubby passed away, and he left all of her set of Lennox. Gold standard china, which is worth $400 a plate, to them as Yerusha. You know, but she didn't keep. She sort of kept kosher. She was traditional. You know, it's ongoing shiloh, these type of cases. So, I mean, at first glance, it's a real problem. You know, it's whatever was absorbed, it's not even a question of basa b'chola. It's a question of that we don't know. So she kept kosher. She only bought from a kosher butcher. Usually, like that's the line. I don't know how kosher the kosher butcher was in those days, but that's a different issue. Some of them were very kosher. Some of them were not so very kosher. I don't know how discerning that the person was. So Mersh has a tshuva in a case where you're dealing with people who are coming from. They themselves are coming from, and it's a large loss for them to take what they have and throw it out and replace it. So if you wait, he creates a heter. He's talking about this idea that there is, because I'll talk about the idea of a flavor in the kli after 12 months, the flavor deteriorates. So the more it uses it as a heter in regards to flavors of yayin stamienu after 12 months in mutter. Some poskim, they're in the darkei tshuva. And similar, I think it's, I'm not pulling it out right now. Kuf Lamed Hay, maybe. So he brings it some poskim, then extrapolate that concept to Isser V'Heter, regular absorption of Isser V'Heter. So Moshe says it was Tamech. In the case of people which are becoming frum, so there's like a kind of a shavim type of sort, because I'll need to be more lenient to facilitate people doing tshuva. So listen, you know, you can do tshuva only if you throw out all your, you know, your gorgeous china. But I'm not doing tshuva, I'll keep eating treif, you know. You don't want that. So if you wait 12 months, and you kasher it three times, you do haggadah three times on the items, Ramesha is a mekel, combination of hidov and soros. Even that for Pesach, he wasn't mekel.
When I was a kid, I heard people say you bury it for 12 months. Is there anything like that?
And people used to do that with silverware. They had silver all over their yard.
It's good for producing rust. I don't know, but for kashrus,
the question is, where did that come from? I mean, it come from the idea of sticking a knife in.
Yeah. It came from a combination of the needs of a knife, which needs karka kushin, and you do it 10 times, and that only works for things which are not with heat. Nitzah, stabbing a knife into the ground. That's the ground part, and then the 12 months is from here. The combination is burying for 12 months, but that's where I think it comes from.
The Jewish people are creative.
Yeah.
I mean the combination.
People who are not knowledgeable mix up two different things. They came up with the idea: if you bury a plate for 12 months, it becomes kosher. Okay, Simon Tovnun Bay Zman Agolus Kelim. Yesh Yisrael L'Hagol Kadem Shoah Chamishis. It would make sense. We should be careful to do Hagola before the end of the fifth hour. Kedeshul Yitzarach L'Datikim Mekelim Ben Yerman Olav. Olim Yeshishim B'Mayim Kenegu Kli Shemagol Boy Olav. You save yourself two problems. On Pesach, it's not. Hagola relies on the following thought process. I'm sure Bert's going to give us an introduction over here. But Hagola relies on the thought process that how does Hagola work? So there's theoretically two ways Hagola should work. One is of I have this big pot, and I have to kasher my fork, which became, you know, not my fleshy fork, which ended up being used for milchigs. So it has, we don't know how much was absorbed in there, but unless we do know, but we don't know. We assume the most amount absorbed there is the size of the kli, of the fork. There's 60 times the amount of water than there is in the size of the fork. So the flavor of the fork is in the fork, goes out into the water, becomes balto b'shishim. And even though while it's in the water, of course, some will go back in the water with this flavor will go back into the fork. But I mean, now it's bottled already by the time it goes back in. That's one way Hagola would work. But to do that, you'd always have to have 60 times in the water than more than the item that you're kashering, which is not necessarily a very practical way of doing it. So the other way that Hagola works, which is a much more common way that Hagola works, is that the kli is on a ben yarmai. And we know that if flavor is on a ben yarmai, minaraisa is mutter. But Chazal asked it a flavor which is not a ben yarmai, because only asked it if originally it went in as a good flavor. But when it goes out of the kli as a ben yarmai into the water, then it goes back into the kli a second time, and now it's going in as a tampogu. Chazal did not ask it when it goes in as a tampogu. So that's how we kash. On Pesach itself, there's no din bittul b'shishim. On Pesach itself, we don't rely on Tampogim as also. So it's impossible to do Hagola, the kasher comes to the Kli on Pesach. There's no way to do it. Because both of the swords of Hagola will not work. Liban is a different story. Liban burns the thing out. Liban works on a different, totally different process. Works on the process of destroying it. Whereas Hagala works on some type of a bittul or nullification type of an idea. Before Pesach, after the Zman Isser, there's still this din of bittul b'shishim until the nighttime, and still this din of Tam Pogel. Right. So, earlier in the day, it's even better because it's not Isser b'chlal. So, if it's not Isser b'chlal, there's a third way that's going to work, and that's called it's a din of not bar not. The Tam went into the kli. The Tam goes out of the kli into the water. The Tam goes from the water back into the kli. So, and it, right now it's a Zman of Heter. So it's a not bar not bar not of Heterah. So we do not say not bar not bar not when it goes in a pli of Heterah. So, is this way, if she says, if it's before Shosh Chamishi, before the Zman of Isser, which is end, which the, Zman, the end of the Zman of Isser is Shosh Chamishis, because you can't eat it already at the beginning of the fifth hour. So beginning of the fifth hour already. So I don't care if the kli is a ben yom or not, because after that Zman Isser, it'll be mutter either because not a ben yom or because there's shishim. Before the Zman, I don't need either of those things. So I really have three theoretical times. During a Pesach, like, it's not Shaykh HaGola. After the Zman Isser, it can do a Gola either if it's not a Ben Yarmoy or there's Shishim. Before the Zman Isser, garnished. But don't worry about it. Everything works. Furthermore, V'cheni Mago Kelim Shibli Osin Mu'etis Im Kelim Shibli Osin Ruba. If I do a Gola on two things at the same time, so I have a kli which might end up absorbing more than it had to start with. You know, you take this big pot, a big pot that's full of chomets of flavor, and this little fork, put them down and together, so the flavor leaves. You might end up with more chomets flavor in the fork than you before you started. Well, before this one is, it's not a problem. It's mozzarella based on a sort of not by not by not. The other issue which we have when we kasher is our goal is to put it in the water long enough that the flavor should go out, and we really would like to take it out of there before the flavor starts coming back in. That's definitely our preferred goal. So we say kol zman that it's being torrid to be maflit. It doesn't absorb, which is a great idea. So as long as it's busy putting the flavor out, it doesn't absorb the flavor back in. But how long is that? Well, before the Zman Isser, those issues are irrelevant issues because it's not Isser. The other thing you gain is that this whole process that Hagola works, it takes flavor out. So it's not really fair, because flavor only comes out that Hagola works while the water is boiling. But the ability to absorb the flavor goes in even if the water is less than boiling, as long as the Yatzalet is boiling. So if you put your keli in, and the water stops boiling, so because of you put a nice big cool keli in, so during that point in time, it's not doing Hagola, it's not putting flavor out, but it's absorbing flavor in. So, if you're only kashing one kli, and you're using a brand new pot to kasher, you're only kashing one kli, so you're not any worse off than where you were before you started. But in case you're doing multiple kalim, more of the kalim that you're using itself had flavor in it, so you might end up, again, absorbing more than you're putting out. Because... So all of those things are not relevant before the Zman Isser, because it's all so this is what you gain by doing it before the Zman Isser. Now the Rambam comes along and says that he has a complaint on the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the truth is, the Achrayim have a problem. They're not sure what his complaint is, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't argue with him. But apparently, he's learning the Shulchan Aruch argued with him. The Shulchan Aruch, he's learning the Shulchan Aruch is saying that a gola works when it's not boiling. He says that's not true.
Who says?
The problem is that the Magen Avraham tells us that they don't know what the Rama wants. Mechamer never said that, right? So that's the challenge over here. But that's what the Rama says. Ach Rav Mecholkim Sir Lehu the Ena Golim Elis Klum Imena Maim Reiskim. It doesn't, the Hagol doesn't work if the water is not boiling. Water has to be boiling for Hagol to work. Mishabur will point out that they ask on the Ramah, but Shulchan Aruch is not arguing on that point. Okay, Yeshizor, Afilo Kadam is Mani Sura Shal Yanucha Marisi Chosin, it was Macha Magal. Therefore, Hagola has to be done when making sure that it's boiling. So if you do them before the Zman Isser, if you do it after the Zman Isser, so again you have the same problem. You don't want to put it in so you don't want to put it in before the water starts boiling. You don't want to leave it in and the water should stop boiling. Whereas before the Zman Isser, those are not relevant points either. Furthermore, we have a minig. You're dealing with something which is, you're dealing with b'li of iser. We would kasher the kashering pot is kashered itself. The tchila b'soif before you start, and then after you finish the process. So if you do it before the zman iser, you don't need to do that. V'im lo higol kadam zman iser, right? If a person did not do Hagolah before the Zman HaIsser, Yechol HaHagol Ad HaPesach, you can do Hagolah the rest of the afternoon up till Pesach. But not on Pesach itself. She'oz HaChomets B'mashu Ben HaMoyal HaGolah She'chezer B'Leyen. Once it's Pesach itself, then HaChomets is also B'mashu and it's also Nesen Hamav Gam, so Hagolah is not going to work on Pesach. But it's up to the rest of the afternoon it's going to work. But Liban does work during Pesach because Liban works based on a sort of destruction. It destroys any chametz which is there. In the case where you're doing Hagolah after the sixth hour, before the nightfall, all the things that the Shulchan Aruch points out over here that we don't have to worry about when we do it before the Zman HaIsser, we do have to worry about when we do it after the Zman HaIsser. Now, if I was writing the Shulchan Aruch, I would write, you know, if a person does Hagolah, after the Zman HaIsser, he has to worry about points A, B, C, D, E, F, G. If he did it before the Zman HaIsser, don't worry about it. The Shulchan Aruch, you know, does it backwards, and that's what they didn't write the same way we write. Okay. So the Mishnah, the Eshi Zoyer, Aleph. Tam Lazeh, the Hine, Inyan Agolahu, how does Agolah work? The Rasichos of my Mutzi is a blue of a clea, the boiling water pulls out the flavor which is there. Over Yesh Lochish, we should be concerned, the Acher should see as a blue. We actually boil up a clea, Masha Polta. What's stopping it from going being absorbed back into the clea? Because of this concern, that's why we find the lochas in lahago rak kli shen ben yomay. You only do kasher kli which is not a ben yomay. The oz avim yeiv la mashapolitz relif gamhu. Even if it will reabsorb, but now it's going in as a pogum. So that, and when it goes in as a pogum, it doesn't answer. Another way we get pogum is if you would be pogum the water. Now we don't use it in the chatchila, but in the case of a necessity, we do that. My brother-in-law told me a maisa.
Brother-in-law?
Yeah. He was living, he was a Rabbi Machsher of a, his first heksher that he was involved in, second heksher he was involved in, he was still Rabbi in Birmingham, Alabama. And there was a margarine factory, which was under the OU, which he was the mashgiach for that. And it was, they did trefer runs and then kosher runs. So the kosher tank was under his lock and key. And there's no way that they could use that tank to store anything other than kosher oils. Well, apparently one time somebody was able to get in there, and they comes there one time and finds the tank, the holding tank, has a heating element because it keeps the oil, it should stay liquefied, so it's yatzah lettuce, but it's full of, what do you tell me, 50,000 gallons of liquefied lard? So they caught it, you know, he had them empty the whole thing out, and they have to kosher it. So it has its own element, that's good. So they filled up with water, they poured in an agent to pygamit, and they turned the thing all the way up to the thing, and it boiled the water. And they koshered out the holding tank.
What did they add to cause it to be pugged?
They used some type of, I'm not sure what they used, some type of detergent, whatever they used. You know.
Lime, I think.
What?
I thought they used lime.
I don't know what they use. I don't know. Can use, maybe they use. I don't know what they used.
We haven't really addressed that issue here. We've been talking about that issue. The possible way to. I mean, maybe it doesn't work by comments, but.
Well, generally, we the case of necessity. We rely on being pugimit, etc. Usually, we make the enemyum and you solve that problem.
I see.
Case of necessity, you add a pugim agent. I mean, it's very common with pilas mishayla. You know, they. They use the this with the that, you know, another thing, you know. So somebody just came over to me today. So they washed their power of container with all of the fleshiga dishes. I said, yeah, there was detergent in the water. He said, yeah, there's detergent in the water. So the water is pogum. So the flavor went in through this water, which is pogum. So. Plus, they asked him, but your hand's in the water. I said, your hand's in the water. So you assume that the temper's not Yatzeletta's boy. He said, yeah, but it was a Bubby. And Bubby's hands can handle Yatzeletta's boy water. So I said, okay, but still there was detergent. It's part of being a Jewish mother, right?
So if you have Eino Ben Yomo, then that's spicy. You don't really need to add the detergent or whatever in that situation that you're...
You're cautioning Eino Ben Yomo. You don't need to do anything, right?
That situation in right. Alabama...
They couldn't wait. He told me he had. He said, "You know how much steam 50,000 gallons of boiling water produces?
Wow!
Just billows of steam floating over the city. You know, people are like, what's going on?' You know. Baruch Hashem, he caught it. Or Oshia b'mayim shishim levatos plitus iser. Alternatively, the solution is you have vitel b'shishim. So those are the two ways we do hagol." Well, Zekomer Macharba, the Shulchan Aruch says, the imago kadim shoh chamishis, they tzarch lizor b'chol zeh. But if you do it before this man iser, I can solve all your problems. You don't have to worry about pogum. It could be a kli which is a ben yoymai. I don't have to worry about shishim. It could be a small, it doesn't need such a big pot. Okay. So, we're good. Why is that? Mishum da'oz aloy adayin zman heter chomet. Still mutter. I believe nois and tam bar nois and tam the teirin, so it's a not bar not of a teirin. Now we said before that we don't do a not bar not the chachil. We don't make a not bar not the chachil as a heter, but that's the in other words. The Timson was right. is not present. That short Ramah and back in Sifrei Tuf HaMizan that took us about 6 days to learn. So the first case over there was a case based on a swara of Dogim Maluchim, Ashurim B'mayim, B'Pesach, Kli Chometz. So you're machmer on it. Even though the flavor was a case of an opera, now we don't use that without chila and Pesach. So what are you getting over here? I'm making it an opera, not, but I don't use an opera not without chila and Pesach either. Let's be official. The Mishabura. The Hainu, the Tam Shachom, and Shekiblo, and Kalim, and Tkila, Hoyashal Heter. So it's a case of a knot, bar knot, bar knot. It's three knots. The flavor went from the chometz into the kli, from the kli into the water, from the water back into the kli. So we hear it's a heter of three. The scene is time. Three in his time is more kuludik. And the Mesa Dirsha brings that they ask this question over here. He brings from the Yad Yehuda. Yad Yehuda is a very very delicious parish on Yeridea. I guess it's the best way. It's a very delicious parish. Only through the process of Hagola where we make even the heter of not bar not bar not. We don't use that lechatchila on Pesach when it's direct tam going in, but through the process of a gola we're a makel because it pulls out all the flavor and then puts it back in, etc. So that's because your goal over here is not to use the flavor; your goal is to get rid of the flavor. That's where we're more makel over here. Whereas a person either had no intent at all, or his intent was to have the flavor, but over here your goal is specifically to get rid of the flavor, and that's why we're more makel.